Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Tom Petty, the late, great Tom Petty, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient. With the third ingredient, with the number 3.com. Brian Matamore is our guest, our good friend, longtime 6-year member of our Brain Trust, founder and president of the Matamore Group. He is an innovator and a big idea guy, and he doesn't just have big ideas, folks. He actually delivers them, and he does it with his clients, and they like it. And that's how he is so successful in his practice. His books are 21 Days to a Big Idea, also Idea Stormers, also 99% Inspiration. Those are just the three that I know of. There's probably 20 or 30 more. Brian, thanks again for being here. We're talking about creative ways to improve customer service. In the previous segment, we talked a little bit about some of the fundamentals, and you were going to tell us a little bit more in this segment about some of the case studies that we can learn from.
Yeah, well, I have a fervent, well-committed philosophy that I will never talk about anything unless I've experienced it personally, mm-hmm. Because I think there's added value. So this presentation I'm giving this weekend to car dealers from Australia on the Intrepid in New York City, I wanted to have some stories that they couldn't have possibly have heard because they happened to me.
No hearsay.
So anyway, what's that?
No hearsay.
No hearsay. I want to be the guy that experienced it. So of course, with Zappos, my wife and her friend are just, like your wife. They're sort of they're selling shoes. What's the deal?
They cover their expenses over there, all the time.
So I called them up the other day, and I said, and I got Janelle, and she seemed actually a little cranky, and I was a little surprised. And then I talked to her, and she was so authentic. She said, they're much nicer people here than me. You probably want to talk to her. Because I told her I wanted an interesting story. She said, no, I'm not sure I have one. And I said, come on, you got one. And she was great.
She was authentic in her grumpiness. Is that what you're saying?
She was. And it was wonderful.
Her grumpiness was charming. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And so she said, oh, no, wait. So I do have a story. And she told this story of an aunt who was trying to get shoes for her niece, who is suffered from dwarfism or whatever, three feet tall. She was going to the prom, and she could only get little girl shoes. She wanted big girl shoes, and the other firm wouldn't take back after 30 days the one she had ordered, and so her aunt called Zappos. Well, this woman found these incredible shoes, sent them to her for free, but also she'd learned about her prom gown, which was gold, and she sent her these Steve Madden hoop earrings, and all for free.
Wow.
The aunt called her up.
Wow.
She was crying on the phone.
I'm crying.
The niece was crying on the phone. Then Janelle at Zappos was crying on the phone. And when she told me this story, I was crying on the phone. And now you're crying on the
phone. You're killing me here. you gotta give me warning, man. I didn't bring my tissues here. You gotta give me some warning.
And how many times am I going to? I'm going to tell that story a dozen times. I mean, who cares?
Well, now,
cares
now I've got to tell the story, and I don't even care about Zappos.
Right, exactly. And so, I mean, it's just an incredible thing, and it's so smart of them to do that. And that's why Bezos paid, $1.2 billion for them, versus, a couple hundred million, because they are so clear about what their values are. And they reflect those values and train on those values and learn on those values every day.
I ordered a piece of technology from a company, kind of an esoteric broadcast little piece of technology from a company I'd never done business with before. I got this geeky technology in this box. When I opened it up, there was candy in on top of it. The person that packed it put candy in there for me. So where am I going to go next time when I need what they sell? Where do you think I'm going to go?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And speaking of candy, it's
humanity, Brian. It's humanity. The technology was 21st century
empathy.
Digital age technology, but the candy was humanity.
Yeah, that rhymes, too. I love it.
You get it all here.
Absolutely. And you know, speaking of candy, you were talking about Ritz-Carlton, and so I was in Chicago giving a speech, and I said, well, let me stop. I wasn't staying at the Ritz. I was staying at a Marriott, you know, same company. But I went over there, and I had my bag, and so I said, I need some Ritz-Carlton stories. So I started at the top of the Chicago Ritz-Carlton, worked my way down each floor, talked to, you know, the guy delivering food, the person who was making the beds, and on and on and on. There were two guys bringing a new mattress in because a guest said it wasn't firm enough. A guy came out with an ozone machine at the next level to take out any smells in the room, et cetera, et cetera. But speaking of candy, I'm leaving, and I grab a hot ball, and then I'm in the elevator and say, what's with the hot ball? So I went back, and this guy, I said, what about the hot balls? He goes and he runs and he grabs a whole two handfuls of hot balls and give them to me.
What's a hot ball?
I said, what's with the hot balls? And he said, well, because it's Chicago and the Chicago Fire, we wanted to sort of personalize our hotel with that experience.
Huh.
Right? And so that was such a great – and I took his picture. And
what's
we,
a hot
you know,
ball?
We were smiling and almost holding hands. I mean, it was a fantastic
experience, Brian, what's a hot ball?
A hot ball? Oh, come on. That's a candy. We eat as kids.
Right? I never had a hot ball.
You put them in your mouth and they get hot. Atomic fireballs.
Okay, I know what a red hot is.
Yeah, red hot. No, not red hots, but atomic fireballs.
Oh, yeah,
whatever.
Okay.
There you go. So maybe it's an Eastern. Maybe it's a Northeastern.
Folks, we cover the land. There's nothing we don't talk about here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Brian, I need your website, please.
Well, it's growth-engine.com. And we just moved to Westport, Connecticut, if anybody needs to get in touch with us.
Folks, these are stories.
But I tell you, it's been a lot of fun ideating and creating for clients' new customer experience. It's been a lot of fun applying all our ideation processes, you know, wishing and 20 questions and all those
things.
Thank
you for some great wisdom and message this morning, Brian. Brian Mattermore, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.